of Bezem at Aleph. We learned yesterday the Taisvis Osali Stapik Mehem. I would like a little bit to elaborate on the Taisvis to say perhaps Oisemenik, the Shakla Vitalia of Taisvis, and then to see in the Menik what Taisvis really says. Here we have a halacha that noy suke is also lehistapik mehem ad meitzoy yontev ha'achrei. That the noy suke that was put on erev sukkis, one is not allowed to derive benefit from this noy suke till the end of shmini atzeres. Means even though sukkis ends by heishana rabbe, but one is not permitted to derive benefit from the Noi Sukkah till the end of Shmini Atzeres. The Halacha by Esrig is not like this. The Halacha by Esrig is that if a person has an Esrig, one is also not allowed to derive benefit from the Esrig all 7 days of Sukkot. But Shmini Atzeres, he's permitted to eat from the Esrig. So we have to know the difference between Esrig and Sukkot. Now, there's a halacha in Hilchis Muktzeh, kiven the iskatzoi bein ashmoshois iskatzoi kule yoime. That when a yontev starts, and if the big, or Shabbos, or yontev, if when the yontev starts, and in the beginning of the yontev, something was osa bachile, osa beshimush. So since then Isser was chal on this article in the beginning of Yontif, so even though the Sibasa Isser will fall off afterwards, that means we only have it is only also the beginning of Yontif. Later the reason of the Isser falls off. Afalpikan there's a Helochin Hilchis Muktzeh, kiven the iskatzoi beinash moshois iskatzoi kule yoime. That since Bein Ashmoshes there was an Isser on this article, so even though the cause of the Isser falls off, but the article remains Osser the whole day. That is a halacha in Hilchis Muktzeh. Now Taisvis is going to explain why by Sukkah the halacha of Kiven Diskatzoi Bein Ashmoshes applies. Since the Sukkah was also the Bein HaShmoshes of Shmini Atzeres, therefore it is also the whole Shmini Atzeres, and the Aloche of Kiven Diskatzoi does not apply by Esrig. I don't say Kiven Diskatzoi Bein HaShmoshes, since the Esrig was also Ba'achile Bein HaShmoshes of Hishana Rabbe, so therefore it is also the Bein HaShmoshes of Hishana Rabbe, the Bein HaShmoshes to Shmini Atzeres, it should be also the whole Shmini Atzeres. That is what Taisvis is going to differentiate between the Kiven Diskatzoi of Esrig and the Kiven Diskatzoi of Sukkah. And Taisvis says as follows, let's start by Sukkah, and let us start by Esrig, and then we'll explain Sukkah. By Esrig, the halacha is that the Esrig is also ba'achile the whole day of Hashanah Rabbe. It is since it was miyuchad lemitzveh, so it is also ba'achile the whole day. Now, when it comes bein ashmoshes, let us give an example. Let us say the shkia is 6 o'clock. A quarter after 6 is bein ashmoshes. Bein ashmoshes is sofik yoim, sofik lailo. A quarter after 6, there's a suffix in halacha, is a quarter after 6, Shmini Atzeres. Is a quarter after 6, still Hishana Rabbe. And we don't know. We don't know what this time period, let's say from 6 till a quarter to 7, let's say this whole time, let's say falls into the category of Bein HaShmoshes. We don't know what this time period is. Is this Hishana Rabbe? Is it still Yoim? Or is it Shmini Atzeres? So what is the halacha? So the halacha is that one is not permitted to eat the Esrig this whole time period. That means from 6 to 6:45, one is not permitted to eat the esrig, because could be it is yayin. So the halach is he's not permitted to eat this esrig. So Tosfos has a shaila, so let us say, kiven diskatzoi bein hashmoshes, since lemaisa, this man of bein hashmoshes, this esrig was also ba'achila, it should remain also the whole day of Shmini Atzeres. That is Tosfos shaila. So Tosfos explains that this is not true. Because the longest of kiven the iskatsoi bein hashmoshes is that when the yontif started, in the beginning of the yontif, there was an iser on this article. So even though the iser falls off, but the article remains also, since in the beginning of the yontif there was an iser on this article. So now let us look at an iser. A quarter after six, was this esrig osar bachila or was it mutar bachila? So really it depends. If a quarter after six is laila, it is mutar bachila. If a quarter after six is yoim, it is osar bachila. What is this man of a quarter after six? We don't know. We don't know if it's yoim or laila. So legabi the person, if the person will ask a shayla, his rav will say, am I permitted to eat it a quarter after six? The rav will tell him, you're not permitted to eat it. Why? Maybe it is still day. But to say, kiven diskatsoi bein hashmoshes, to say, since it was also ba'achila in the beginning of the night, the issa remains the whole next day, that is not true. Because when the second it becomes night, it is mutar ba'achila. It is only also Kolzman, it is Heishan Rabbe. The minute it becomes Shmini Atzeres, so it becomes Mutar Bachila. So Pas Pachlaunish the Halacha of Kiven Diskatsoi Bein Hashmoshois Iskatsoi Kule Yoimim. Because the longness of Kiven Diskatsoi is that when the Yontif started, there was an Isser on this article. This is not true. When Shmini Atzeres started, there was no Isser on the Esrig. The Esrig is only Osser and Sukkis. When Shmini Atzeres starts, there was no Isser whatsoever. So Memele, the Halacha of Kiven Diskatsoi Bein Hashmoshes does not apply by the Esrig. Even though Bepoyel, he was not permitted to eat it, let us say that really Shmini Atzeres starts a quarter after six. And a quarter after six, lemaisa, he was not permitted to eat it because of his ignorance. He thought it was still yait. But that does not mean that there was an iser on the chavetz. The chavetz in reality was mutter to eat a quarter after six. Since he did not know that it was lailo, so he was not permitted to eat it. But there was no iser on the chavetz a quarter after six in reality. So therefore we cannot say, kimen diskatsoi bein hashmoshes, Iskatsoi kula yoyne. So therefore the halacha is by an esrig that it is also Heishana Rabbe, the esrig is also kol yemei asukis, but the minute it becomes ois Heishana Rabbe, it becomes Shmini Atzeres, the esrig automatically becomes mutter, and there's no halacha of kiven diskatsoi bein hashmoshes. Now let us speak about asukis. So lochaira asukis should be the same. A sukkah is also, one is not permitted to derive benefit from the noi sukkah, from the atzei sukkah in sukkahs. As soon as it comes Shmini Atzeres, it's oi sukkahs. So in reality, one should be permitted to derive benefit from the noi sukkah and the atzei sukkah. So l'chaira, we should say the same thing. That Hishan Rabbe, the Noi Sukkah should be mutter. The Hishmini Atzeres, the Noi Sukkah should be mutter. Because when it became Laila, when it became Shmini Atzeres, so it was Oy Sukkis. So therefore, Betchilas Knisas Hayoim, when it became Shmini Atzeres, there was no Iser on the Noi Sukkah. So therefore, it should also be mutter Shmini Atzeres. Afal Pikein, it says in our Gemara that is not true. Also, listapik mehem ad moitzoi yom tov ha'achrin. One is not permitted to derive benefit from the noi sukkah till the end of Shmini Atzeres, als the halacha of kiven diskatzoi. So now Tosfos has to explain what is the difference between Sukkah and Lulav. Why do you say Kivan Diskatsoi by Sukkah and not by Lulav? So the Teretz is as follows. A quarter after six, let us assume that we know that a quarter after six is Laila. So a quarter after six starts Shmini Atzeres. This person who doesn't know Lemaisa when Laila starts. So a quarter after six, he wants to eat a meal a quarter after six. So he's going to go and ask his Rav, his Nester Rav, it's a quarter after six. I want to eat a meal now. Do I have to eat in the Sukkah? Or don't I have to eat in the Sukkah? So the Rav says, I'll tell you, I don't know if it is still Yoim or not. So Misafik, you're Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. So the din is that this person is the din of Safik D'Yeraisa L'Chumre. This din Safik is Mechayev, this person is Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. Now, let us ask, for example, what'll be, let us speak by all, every Safik D'Yeraisa L'Chumre. There's a din Safik D'Yeraisa L'Chumre. Let's say I have a piece of meat. I have a Safik, is it Muta or is it Osa? I'll ask my Rav, am I permitted to eat it? So the Rav will say, you're not permitted. Safik deraisa lechumra. He'll take a chance and he'll go and eat it. And now 120 years, he comes to Shemayim and they'll tell him, you know, it was mutter to come eat. For this wegen, there's an einish on him. You weren't, you know, you're not allowed to make a game of Russian roulette over here and take a chance. The halacha was you were not permitted to eat the meat. So he'll be nenash for eating the meat, even though he ate kosher meat. The din was that he was not permitted to eat this meat al salach of Safik D'Yeraisa L'Chumra. So Memele, let us say it is a quarter after six, and Be'etzem a quarter after six is Shmini Atzeres. But when he doesn't know that a quarter after six is Shmini Atzeres, so when, by him the halacha is, he's mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah a quarter after six. Al salach of Safik D'Yeraisa L'Chumra. If he didn't eat in the Sukkah, and he'll come Lamaila, they'll be manish him. Why didn't you eat in the Sukkah? And he doesn't have a teres, because it's Ishana, because it's Shemini Atzeres. Since you didn't know that it is Shemini Atzeres, you are Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres, because you didn't know. We know it's Shemini Atzeres. In Himmel, we know that a quarter after six is Shemini Atzeres. But you didn't know that it's Shemini Atzeres, so you are Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah a quarter after six. So it comes out, even though klapei shmaye galye, that in the shamayim they know that it is shmini atzeres, but this person is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres, because since he doesn't know, so he does a chiyev of yeshiva sukkah on shmini atzeres. So it comes out, betchilas knisas hayayim, when it becomes shmini atzeres, there's still a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. So since there's a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, so the sukkah becomes huktzeh lemitzvasai shmini atzeres. So because there was a mitzvah sukkah on him in the beginning of shmini atzeres, so since there's a mitzvah sukkah, so the halacha is that a sukkah shall mitzvah the noy sukkah, the atzei sukkah, huktzeh lemitzvasai. So since an Isser was chal on the Sukkah, mitchilas knisis hayoim, as soon as it became Shmini Atzeres, so memele, so now we have the halacha, kivin diskatsoi bein hashmoshois, iskatsoi kuliyoime, and this Isser remains the whole Shmini Atzeres. That is the difference between Sukkah and Esrei. Let me tell you the lashon of the Chodesh Ha'aviv, how he explains this inyan of Sukkah, and then we'll see Tosfos in the Veinik. The Chodesh Ha'aviv says, the Tosfos HaRosh first of all says that the halach is tzorich lasis ma'isa v'leishiv hilkach is katzoi lebein hashmoshes. But the Chodesh Ha'aviv explains it a little better. The bore chiyuve lechel sudosam sham. There's a vadai chiyuv to eat bein hashmoshois in the sukkah. V'nimtza dahava vadai mukze bein hashmoshois. So it's zicher mukze bein hashmoshois. Machmas mitzvosoi, since there's a mitzvah on him to eat in the sukkah, even though the mitzvah originates because of his ignorance, because he doesn't know that it's really Laila, but his ignorance creates achiv yeshiva sukkah on him. So since his ignorance creates achiv yeshiva sukkah, so memele the chiv yeshiva is makze the noy sukkah and the atzei sukkah to le mitzvosoi. There's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah now. So this becomes hukta lemitzvosoi. So therefore you say, even this katzoi bein ha-shmoshoi is katzoi kuliyoim. Now let us see Tosfos in the Beinik. I hope it will be a little clearer now. Also, listapik mehem ad meitzoi yontav ha'ahen. Vahodi shori esrig biyontav ha'achrein tvei misuke. So Tosfos asks, why is it that an esrig shmini atzeres is mutter to eat, and the noisuke shmini atzeres is also? So Taisa says meforish beperik lulav arove. The Gemara in perik lulav arove explains this. Mishum the suke besafik shvi safik shmini a suke. Now Taisa all of a sudden jumps to Shmini Atzeres. And why Tosfos is speaking about this, we'll see soon. Tosfos is speaking about what is the din in Shmini Atzeres alone in Chutz Lo'etz. So Tosfos says as follows. Mishum de suke besofik shvi sofik shmini. When there is a sofik, is today Shmini Atzeres? Is today Heshana Rabbe? So the halacha is Yisuvi Yosvinam. The halacha is, he's mechuyev to sit in the sukkah by us in Chutz Lo'etz. When there's a suffix, is it a shana rabba or shmini atzeres? He's mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So memele, v'im isrami lei sude bein ha-shmoshois, ochelei, hosom. Now, poshi, you could learn shat that Tosfos is going back to the bein ha-shmoshois of Shvi Lishmini. That means since we see, that's how the Mashal says Pshat and Tosfos. Since we see, when there's a suffix to a person, is today Shmini Atzeres, is today Heshan Rabbe. And all of us in Chutz Lo'etz have the suffix. When they come Shmini Atzeres, by us we have a Sveike de Yoyme, we have a Sveike de Yoyme, we don't know what is today Shmini Atzeres or Heshan Rabbe. So the halacha is mi suffix. One is mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, so we could learn shat and toisvis, v'imisrami leisude bein ha-shmoshe, so therefore, if one, since we know the halacha, that sofik shvi, sofik shmini, one is mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, so therefore, v'imisrami leisude bein ha-shmoshe, so the bein ha-shmoshe between Shvi and Shmini in Eretz Yisrael, where Shmini is not klar Shmini, but the Suda about the Bein Hashmoshes, we don't know is it now Shmini or Shvi, is Ochalei. She's also mechuyev to eat it in the Sukkah. Ochalei Yosem, he also mechuyev to eat it in the Sukkah. B'hoyil v'iskatzoi Bein Hashmoshes. So since we see that if there's a suffix to him, if today is Heshana Rabba or not, he's mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So since he's mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, so the sukkah becomes huktzel a mitzvah. V'hoyol v'iskatzoi bein ha-shmoshois, iskatzoi kule yoime, so becomes iskatzoi kule yoime, shall sofik ches v'tes. So now we see from Tosfos that Tosfos was not only speaking about the bein ha-shmoshois of Zayin Leches. Now Tosfos was speaking about the Bein Hashmoshes of Ches Letes. That means, here in Chutz Lo'aretz, so Shmini Atzeres is by us a Sofik, maybe today is Eishan HaRabbe. Eishan HaRabbe, you mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah. So let us say now the Bein Hashmoshes of Shmini Atzeres is by us also a Sofik. Maybe it is still Eishan HaRabbe. So therefore, so Tosfos says, in Chutz Lo'aretz, the halacha will be, since there's a chiyuv yeshiva, afilu the bein ha-shmoshes, of Shemini Atzeres in Chutz Loretz, because I still have a Sofik, maybe now is a Shana Rabbim. So Memele is Katzoi Kula Yoimer Shal Sofik Ches Vites. So now when it comes Simchas Teire, which is Yom Tes, so it is also the whole Simchas Teire the Sukkah. Why? Because the Bein HaShmoshes of Simchas Teire, I had a Sofik, maybe this is the Bein HaShmoshes of Shmini Atzeres. Maybe this is Yom Ches, and the day before was Eishana Rabbe. So therefore, Taisvis is telling us that just like Bizman Chazal, Yontev Achrayim, which was then Shmini Atzeres, it was also the whole day in Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz Loretz, Simchas Teire will also be also, the Sukkah will also be also the whole day because of the Bein HaShmoshes between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Teire, which is theoretically a Sofik, maybe Shmini Atzeres is Hashanah Rabbe, and this Bein HaShmoshes is still Hashanah Rabbe. So Tosfos is telling us that in Chutz Loretz, the Sukkah is also afilu Simchas Teire. Now, there's a shtickel ha'ore from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says as follows. He says like this, Bishloim in Eretz Yisrael, when it is Hashanah Rabbe, and it is Sofik. It is Sofik, Hashanah Rabbe, Sofik Shmini Atzeres. So then when you ask the Rav the Shaila, so the Rav says, Yimachuyiv to eat in the Sukkah, because the halacha of Sofik deraisa lachumre. So then he's talking Machuyiv to eat Bein HaShmoshes in the Sukkah. So we understand the whole lomdeh, so it's Katsoi Bein HaShmoshes, it's Katsoi Kulayayimah. But Taisvis is telling us over here that even the Bein HaShmoshes of Shmini Atzeres, which midarabonon, I claim maybe it is now a Shana Rabbe, Yontev Sheni is only a darabonon. So if the whole Yontev Sheni is a darabonon, so midarabonon I have declared in Chutz Loretz, maybe Shmini Atzeres is a Shana Rabbe. That's only a Sofik midarabonon. So midarabonon I'm a chuyif to be machna. But now when it comes, the Bein HaShmoshes after Shmini Atzeres, so now it's a Sofik Darabonon. So why should I be Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah? But that Ha'ore, the Sfas Emes asks, and the Sfas Emes answers, we see Yom Tov Sheni, they did not give it a din of a Darabonon, it has all the Chumres of Yom Tov. So Memele, so here, so since me Darabonon I have to declare, maybe it is now a Shana Rabbe, so therefore, even the Bein HaShmoshes of this Hashanah Rabbe is also the Zachiyev Achila Besukkah. So Koponim, so Tosfos explained to us why the Sukkah is also listapik mimenu ad meitzoi yom tevach. Avol esrik, einai nitel besofik zayin v'ches. Now Tosfos says, now what will be the din by an esrik? What will be the din if a person did not take an esrik, let's go now in Eretz Yisrael alone. It is a Shana Rabbe. A person did not take an esrik the whole day. Now it is Bein HaShmoshes. It's a quarter after six. And he comes over to his Rav and he says, Rav, I didn't take an esrik. And I'm a chuyiv now to take an esrik. So Tosfos says the Rav will tell him, you're not mechuyev to take an esrig now. So how did Tosfos know this? How do you know the Rav will tell him you're not mechuyev to take an esrig? So Tosfos proves it. Because Tosfos says, if me sofik, sofik peishan rabbe, sofik shmini atzeres, one is mechuyev to take an esrig me sofik, so why don't we take an esrig every shmini atzeres? Why don't we take an esrig every shmini atzeres? Maybe it's a Shana Rabbe, so let us take an esrei. So there's a few terutzim to this kasha. One terutz is because esrei b'medina is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So you're not mechuyev a sofik, since the whole chiyev is only a d'rabbanan, a Shana Rabbe gufe, so therefore, and now it's a Sofik, if it is a Shana Rabbe, there's no Chiyuv. That is one Teretz that the Ran says in Sukkah. Another Teretz is that is a shayla of Isra Tiltal over here. That means if it is, it's not Samazay taking an Esrig. If I take an Esrig, and it is Shmini Atzeres, I'm being metaltal, the Esrig is Ishkefelcha, but the Lulav is Muktzeh. So if I'll take a Lulav, Shmini Atzeres, there's an Isra of Tiltal Muktzeh. So here, so I don't say the Frumkeit is, let us go and take a Lulav, maybe it's a Shana Rab, I say if I can't. But since it's Shmini Atzeres, the one is not permitted to be metaltal alulav because it's mukze. So Taishvis is telling us. So we have two reasons why in Shmini Atzeres, when we have a suffix, is it now Shmini Atzeres? Is it now Hashanah Rabbe? The halacha is that one is not mechuyev to take a lulav. Either al suffix drabon alakulem, or there's a suffix iser of tiltal mukze. So Taisvah says, so Memele, but Al Kaponim, the Allah is Sofik Zayin, Sofik Ches, Allah is one does not take a Lulav. So the Bein HaShmoshes of Sofik Zayin, Sofik Ches, also one doesn't take a Lulav. It's the same Cheshbon. Either Al Sofik Darabon Alakula, or because the if it's Yontif, there's an Isra Tiltal. So that is what Taisvah is saying. Abol Esrik Einei Nitl. Besofik Zayin Veches. It is not Nitl Besofik Zayin Veches. Is therefore, Beloy it, so Memela, since it's not Nitl Besofik Zayin Veches, you see, there's no Chiyiv Nitila. If I have a suffix, let us see the Marshal's Gilse on the side. Beloy Itzel Bishmini Mishum Diskatsoi. So therefore, it is not Nesar Bishmini Mishum Diskatsoi Bein Ashmoshois Shal Zayin. Yeah. So since there's no chiyuv netila, just like there's no chiyuv netila in Shmini Atzeres Gufe, there's no chiyuv netila, the Bein HaShmosh is too yoyim HaShmini. So therefore, there's no dinis katzoy. So now Taisvis asks, va'af al pi, the Bein HaShmosh is shel zayin, that is the Marshal's Gilse, nami also mishum shu sofik yoyim. So Taisvis says, forget about the din netila. But if you'll ask the Rav the Shaila, when it's a quarter after six, you'll ask the Rav, am I permitted to eat this esrig a quarter after six? The Rav will tell me, I'm not permitted to eat it because maybe it's still yoyim. So Taisva says, hoyil v'loy osar elamishum sofik yoyim. The whole reason why it is also because maybe it is still day, mishum sofik yoyim, sofik layloy. So that does not shafadin muktzeh, because the whole sibis ha'isr is maybe it's yayin. And if it would be laila, there would not be a din of, there would be mutter. So in meile, there's no din of keeping this katzoi. Midi dahava beish and el de bezeh, de muteres bezeh. Afal pi de bein ha'shmosh is also mishum sofik yayim, sofik laila. So Taisa says, just like the loche is, that let's say a bailer that would be noilad b'shabes is muta b'yomte. Why? Because even though Bein HaShmoshes was also, but the whole reason was also because maybe it's still Shabbos. But if it would be yomte, it would be muta. So mukta machmas yoyim she'ovar. If the whole din iser is because maybe it's day, then there's no halacha of keeping this katzoi Bein HaShmoshes is katzoi kuli yoyim. That is L'chay Reb Shat in this Taisvus. Let us see the next Taisvus. The Gemara said, Sukye Tanya. He says, the halacha that one is not permitted to be mistapik from Noi Sukye, this is an often a Baraisa. And the Gemara says, why is one not permitted to use Noi Sukye? So the Gemara said, Avuhain de kulay dam. Because of bizui mitzvah. There's a bizui mitzvah involved. If you'll take down the noi sukkah and use it, there's a bizui mitzvah. So therefore, it is also to use the noi sukkah. Sukkah tanya. Mashme de taima de noi sukkah. So from our sukkah, it would seem Why is noi suke also lehistapik? One is not permitted to derive benefit from the noi suke, to take it down and use it. Mishum bizui mitzvah. Because of bizui mitzvah. He says, the Gemara is medame this to ner, therefore, also lahaltois mois lefnei ner chanike, and one is not permitted to make kisi adam beregel, all one category of bizui mitzvah. This is a bizui mitzvah. The kosheleri, the perikire mashme, further in perikire would seem, the time, the Gemara says it's a different reason why one is not permitted to have hano and to use the noi suke. The Gemara says, Mishum migu de iskatzoi le mitzvosa. There the Gemara says it was hukze le mitzvah. There's a din hakzo, a din mukze. Our Gemara says bizui mitzvah. The Gemara further says, because of the din iskatzoi le mitzvosa, it became miyuchid for the mitzvah. So since it's miyuchet for the mitzvah, therefore one is not permitted to use the noisuke. So we have a stira and two gemaras. The tiris. So the re answered, the tzrichi litavayu. We need both reasons. The mishum de iskatzoi le mitzvoso, the din of mukte, hukte le mitzvah, loy have yasrinin, b'choyle shel moyet. So this halacha would not apply in Chol HaMoed. L'shayich mukze ela b'Shabbos or b'Yontif. The whole concept of mukze only applies Shabbos and Yontif. So memele, so the reason of mukze would only apply in Shabbos and Yontif. But what about Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is no inyan of mukze. So therefore, we need the reason that it says in our Gemara, but Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take down the Noisuk and use it, because of Bizui Mitzvah. That's why Chol HaMoed is awesome. Aye, so if you have the Tam of Bizui Mitzvah, so why do you need now the Tam of Huktzele Mitzvah? Mishum Bizui Mitzvah lehavi esrinelu eicha denotlu. Als bizui mitzvah, it is only also if the noi suke is hanging on the suke. That means you have a beautiful cluster of grapes that is hanging near the schach. It beautifies the suke. So if you're going to go and take down this cluster of grapes, that's called a bizui mitzvah, you're mevaza the suke. You're taking away the decorations of the suke. So that's bizui mitzvah. You're mevaza the mitzvah. But what happens if this cluster of grapes fell down? It's not beautifying the sukkah anymore. It fell down. So umishum bizui mitzvah lehavi esrinelu heicha denoflu. So now this cluster of grapes fell, so why shouldn't I eat it? What's wrong? I'm not being mevazah the mitzvah. It is no more a decoration of the sukkah. Avol hashte damrinen diskatzoi. But now we say there's a din of, since it was Huktzele mitzvah. So now we know there's a din of Huktzele mitzvah. And we know there's a din of Bizei mitzvah. Asrinan afilu noflu, vafilu b'choy lamoyt. So the Marsha explains this Tosfos as follows. The Marsha says that if it's nofal b'yontev, so then it's also als mukze. Because Taisa says Muktzah only passed in Yontif. And if it's attached to the Sukkin Chol HaMoed, so Memele, so then it is also out Bizui Mitzvah. That's how the Marsha explains Taisa, which is easy to understand. But if you'll have such a combination, it fell in Chol HaMoed, so there's no Bizui Mitzvah, and there's only a din of Kivin Diskatzoi, so Taisa told us before, there's no din of kivin diskatzoi, the din mukta only applies Shabbos and Yom Tov and not Chol HaMoed. That is how the Marsha learns Pshat and Tosfos. Now before we go further, I'd like to tell you a little ha'ore, that l'chayre the Tosfos is very difficult to understand. This whole concept that Tosfos said, that the whole din of iskatzoi only applies Shabbos and Yom Tov. L'chayra, there's an often the Gemara in Sukkah Fakert. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, Chodos shel mitzvah osa l'hariach boi. That if a person has a chodos, one is not permitted to smell the chodos the whole 7 days of Sukkot. One is not permitted to smell the chodos. Why? Kiven de l'reichekoi, since the whole usage of a chodos is oimed to smell, that is the tachlis of a chodos, ki ektzayu, so when he was makzit le'mitzvah, he said that this should be a chodos shal mitzvah, me'reicha aktzayu. So he was makzit from the reyach. So me'mele, that means that since he was miyachet this chodos, he said this hadash should be a hadash shal mitzvah. So he said that this should only be used for mitzvah purposes by distinguishing this hadash and using it for a hadash shal mitzvah. So now he was miyached this hadash should be a hadash shal mitzvah, and I will not derive any benefit from it. The Gemara says ki yaktzaya meirecha aktzaya. So we see there's a din of muktzeh that applies even chalamoid also. So what does Tosfos say that the whole din of muktza only applies Shabbos and Yom Tov? We see from the Gemara there's a din of huktza lemitzvah that applies chalamoid also. And this kasha, I could say one of two terutzim, which I hope kaponim one is emes. The shiltes in Simen Kuf Chavov. The Shiltes says, why is one not permitted to smell a hodos? He says, als bizoy mitzvah. So it seems he learned the Gemara, ki yektzayu meirecha ktzayu. The Gemara does not mean a din mukze. The Gemara means a din bizoy mitzvah. Just like we had over here. That one is not permitted to derive benefit from a ner Hanukkah. He's not allowed to count money in front of a ner Hanukkah. That's a bizoy mitzvah. He's using a shimush, he's using a dvar mitzvah, and he wants to derive a benefit shel choil from a dvar mitzvah, that's called bizoy mitzvah. So the shulter says, for this same reason, one is not permitted to smell a chodos shel mitzvah in the okol yemei sukkis, als bizoy mitzvah. So it could be Tosfos also learned like the shulters. A second teretz could be, we can say, there's a Chuvis HaRosh, the Rosh in Klal Chav Dalet, Ois Tes, the Rosh says as follows, Noi Suke, he brings down our Tosfos and he elaborates on our Tosfos, and the Rosh says as follows, Noi Suke Ein La Osram B'choyle Amoid Mitam De Huktzele Mitzvosoi, and he brought down by other things, there is a Din Huktzele Mitzvosoi in Chalamoid, doesn't bring down hodos, he brings down atzei suke. So he says, she'ein hasuke b'teilo, she'ein bo noyo. So it seems the Rosh is telling us the geder of huktzele mitzvosa. That means if this was nisyachet for a mitzvah, you need this for the mitzvah, so then you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. But you don't need the noi sukkah for mitzvah sukkah. You can be yaitza mitzvah sukkah without the cluster of grapes. So the musig of huktzele mitzvoson does not apply by noi sukkah in chalamoit. So it seems as follows. That means in Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there's a different shaila. Since he was miyached that it should be noy sukkah, so he had no intentions to eat it Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there's a klal, so it's not minamucham. One is only permitted to eat something Shabbos and Yom Tov that before Yom Tov it was oimet to be eaten Shabbos and Yom Tov. Since this wasn't oimet to be eaten Shabbos and Yom Tov, so b'meil there's a din muktzeh. But in chalamoid, so the halacha that you need mucham doesn't apply. In the musig of huktzele mitzvosai, since the mitzvah is niskayim without the noisuke, so it's not shaykh to say huktzah l'mitzvah. So it could be that this is also pshat in Tosfos. One of the two. V'kosheleri. Unless he did, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim says another, we have here a problem. Why do you need these two dinim? There's one din of bizay mitzvah, there's another din of huktzah l'mitzvah. So Tosfos said, the way the Marshal learned pshat in Tosfos, that huktzah l'mitzvah you need when it fell down, Shabbos, and bizay mitzvah you need on Chalamoy. Inami. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says as follows, time the huktzah l'mitzvah nafkemine dasiri afilo b'yontav achrim. You need the din of huktzah l'mitzvosoi an yom tev achen. Mishum diskatzoi bein hashmoshe. The letayme de bizui leke. That means, really, the reason of bizui mitzvah could apply all the time. But yom tev achen, that means when it's shmini atzeres, there's no inyan of bizui mitzvah anymore. There's no more mitzvah. But since it was huktzah l'mitzvosoi bein hashmoshe, so therefore it's huktzah l'kuloyoyim. Inami, hakel echot. Tosfos wants to say, it's all one inyan. Iskatsoi le mitzvosoi mishum bizui mitzvah. That means, one is mechuyev to leave the cluster of grapes in the sukkah because by taking it away you're mevaza the sukkah. So memel, it's not two different reasons. They work together. Why should I make sure that the cluster of grapes should remain there? It's a sukkah without the cluster of grapes. But I'm a chuyif to leave it there, it should remain there, mishum bizui mitzvah. It's all one time. The kosheleri. So Tosfos asks, kiven dinoi sukkah. Asuri mishum bizui akaponim. It comes out that noi sukkah is also als bizui. Or al tzakzo, it's, but not also min ha-teire. Im kein, mai porich bebeye beper kameivi, the Gemara Masechtas Beye asks akashe, minoi suke, a'atzei suke, the Gemara asks akashe, from noi suke, an atzei suke, the comma. V'suka sachag loy mahani boitnom, the Gemara wanted to say, that one cannot make a tnai on atzei sukkah. So the Gemara says that means there's no way a person can avoid that the atzei sukkah should become osa when the schach should become osa, and there's no tnai, there's no conditions he can speak out to be matter the atzei sukkah. So the Gemara asks the sukkah sachag loy mahani boy tno, a tnai won't help by the atzei sukkah, by the schach. Basanya, we learned, and the Gemara brings down the Baraisa that we have over here, Sichacha Kilchosa Ve'itro, he decorated the sukkah. So it says in this Baraisa, V'im Hisna Aleim Hakel Lefi Tanoi. If he made a Tanai, then he's permitted to derive benefit from the Noi sukkah. So the Gemara in Beya asks Akasha, so just like a Tanai helps for Noi sukkah, so a Tanai should also help for Atzei sukkah. That is the Gemara's kasha. Umay kushe. So Tosfos asks, what's the kasha? Dilma atzei sukkah loy mahani beit noi. So Tosfos says, the two types of isurim, there's two isurim. The mikro nafke kedidorish osam. Atzei sukkah is also, we learn out from a posik. Minayi latzei sukkah shasurim kol shiva. Tamaloyma chag asukis shivas yomim lashem. The Gemara brings a drosha that just like a chagiga is also bano, just like a kolban is also bano, so a sukkah is also bano shivas yom. So this is also minatayre udrosha gemuri ki the muchach per kama de sukkah. This is an emesa drosha. The beishamei posli mehaikra sukkah yishonim ubeisilu machshirim. They shamei hold, they learn out from this posik, chag asukis shivas yomim lashem, that a person has to make the sukkah has to be built l'shem mitzvah sukkah. They learn out from this pasuk chaga sukkah shivishem l'ashem. Beisilu say, no, this pasuk is telling us a different halacha. The pasuk is not telling us how to build a sukkah. The pasuk is telling us that the atzei sukkah are also bano. Dahu mi boile l'atzei sukkah shasurim kol shiva. So memeile, so the din, the iser and the schach is from a pasuk. Avul noy suke de lo yasiri ele mishum bizui mahani butno. So Taisva says, how could the Gemara compare these two halachas? The reason noy suke is also results bizui mitzvah. So there could be a tnai helps. The reason atzei suke is also, that is also als haposik. So there tnai doesn't help. How was the Gemara able to compare these two halachas? That's one kasha. Oy de pere kire mash me behedje da atze is zu kille oser elle mi shum de is katzoyle mit zwasser. Then Taisva says another problem. The Gemara further in Daf Mem Hei says that atze suke is oser alt mukze. So it's like a problem. The Gemara in suke says that atze suke is oser alt saposik. And here the Gemara later says that atze suke is oser alt mukze. So everything is confusing. So that's Taisva's kasha. So on this kasha, before we see the Rabbeinu Tam, so Taisva in Sukkah answers this kasha. So Taisva says that the Gemara later in Daf Mem Hei is speaking about after the Sukkah fell down. So if the Sukkah fell down, so the whole pasuk of Chag Sukkah Shivishem Lashem is only when it's functioning as a Sukkah. The minute it falls down, so it is not Osa Alt this pasuk. It's only Osa Alt. So Memele, that's only other Rabbana the Kedin. So the Gemara is Medame, the Gemara is Medame Noisuke, to Atzei Suke Shanaflu. That is, all that says Atzei Suke is also awesome with the Rabbana Alt Hukze Ole Mitzvotze. The Heisiv Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam said, Amuim de Kechidish. The Bein Noyei Suke. Sai Noyei Suke. U Bein Atzei Suke. Inside the Schach. Hayisayrim al hechsher sukkah. The Rabbi Netam says as follows. There is a minimum shear of a sukkah. The minimum shear of a sukkah is zayin al zayin. It should be 7 tochim by 7 tochim. It should have 2 walls and the shlishi is a tefach. That is the minimum shear of a sukkah. So the Rabbi Netam holds that what the Torah asks. That what the Torah says that a sukkah is also bahano, the Torah only said that the minimum shear, the zayin al zayin, that is also bahano. If you have a tremendous sukkah, and you're mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in the whole sukkah, the rest of the shear sukkah is not also bahano. The rest of the shear is mutal min ha-Torah. No, it's only also al tzutzel ha-mitzvosoy. Ve-heishiv Rabbeinu Tam, the bein noyei sukkah, bein atzei sukkah, hayiseirim al hechsher sukkah, say the noy sukkah, and say the atzei sukkah, hayiseirim al hechsher sukkah, loy asiri elo mishum bizui, oy mishum hoil bo hukzele mitzvoso, loy asiri mikra, elo davke kidei hechsher sukkah. And there's only also, from the pasuk, only the hechsher sukkah. Now, I'd like to stop this Taisus over here because it gets complicated since we don't have the Gemara and Bey in front of us. So now Taisus just wants to be Miyashiv, Ashakla Vitariye in the Gemara of Bey, in the Gemara of Bey. So since we don't have the Gemara in front of us, we won't gain too much from the, how Taisus is Miyashiv, the Shakla Vitariye. But I'll call upon him, this is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, that the Shir, Hechsher, Sukkah, the minimum Shir, that is also Mina Teire. And the Noye Sukkah and the Atzei Sukkah Yeseirem Alechshe Sukkah is only also either as Bizi Mitzvah or Hoyu Behukzele Mitzvah. Let us see the next Taisvus. Avuhayim de Kulu Dam. So the Gemara says we derive this halacha that one is not permitted to be mistapik for Noy Sukkah. One is not permitted to count money in front of a Ner Chanukah. The Shoyrish is Avuhayim de Kulu Dam. Hodoloi kama avuim de kulu atzei suke. So Taisi says, why doesn't the Gemara say we learn this out from atzei suke? The nafke mikro kedi oma bereish hameivi bebeye. Why didn't the Gemara say we learn out this halacha of bizui mitzvah from atzei suke? What is better, the posik of atzei suke than the posik of dam? So the Mefarshim speak out because it's much more similar. What is the posik by dam? The posik by dam is a halacha how one should be mekayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam. One should not cover the dam beragloi because he's doing the mitzvah ba'oifen hamevuzeh. So that is the posik v'shofach v'kiso b'mashe shofach yichase. He poured the dam with his hands, he should cover it also with his hand in a mechuba dikoifen. So really, this din of bizi mitzvah is a seder how to be mekayim a mitzvah. Be mekayim the mitzvah b'derech kovei. Now, these two halachis that the Gemara is speaking about, one should not derive benefit from noisuke. One should not derive benefit from ner chanike. This isn't so similar to dam. This is more similar to atzei suke. That's the locha atzei suke, that one is not permitted to derive benefit from atzei suke. So this is a halacha that something that's miyuchad lemitzvah, one should not derive benefit from it. So l'chayre noy suke and ner chanike is more similar to atzei suke than to the case of v'shofach v'kisa. So oimari, no. The mishum de mei atzei suke lei have yolfina. The shani suke de mistapik mehem ike bitl mitzvah. The halacha that it says by atzei suke, that one is not permitted to derive benefit from the schach. So there is a different halacha in Gansen. Because by taking down the schach, you're mevatel the mitzvah. Before it was serving a purpose, it was schach shel suke. And now by taking down the schach and using it for yourself, so you're mevatel the mitzvah. So the iser of hishtamshus ba'atzei suke, so there the iser is bitul ha-mitzvah. Avol b'noyei suke, but if a person takes down the cluster of grapes, or the ubahatzois mois lo'er ha-ner, lo'er ner chanike, or a person counts money by the light of a ner chanike, leke bitul mitzvah. So there's no similarity in Gansen. What is the similarity? The similarity is to bizui mitzvah. The sukkah was decorated, you take down the decoration, you're mevaza the sukkah. You're using the ner chanike for a purpose shel choil. That is called bizui mitzvah. So if the Gemara wanted to learn out the iser lahartzois mois b'fnei ner chanike and the iser istapkus b'noi sukkah, that was the limud was from dam, which there the yisoid is a yisoid of bizui mitzvah. Not from atzei suke, because there the yisoid to iser is bitul ha-mitzvah. Talk to Gemara weiter. Itma. Rav Omar ein madlikin miner lener. One is not permitted to kindle one ner from another ner. So Rashi says, miner lener de chanike. That a person has two neiros chanukah, or there are two neiros chanukah, and one wants to be madlik, one ner chanukah from the other ner chanukah, so Rav says one is not permitted to do this. We'll see later the reason why. Shmuel ama madlikin. Shmuel says there's nothing wrong with it. Rav Omar ein matirin tzitzis mi beged lebeged. A person had two talisim. There was tzitzis on one talis. The talis is still wearable. He goes and takes off the tzitzis from this talis and he puts it on another talis. So he was mevazeh the talis. He took away the mitzvah from this talis. He's not permitted to do it. He wants to wear the other talis and buy another pair of tzitzis. To take the talish should lose out because he wants to put these tzitzis in a different talish, since this is still a talish shal mitzvah, one is not permitted to do this. Ein matir in tzitzis mi beged le beged. Even though I want to put the tzitzis on a different beged, I'm not permitted to do it. Ushmuel oma matir mi beged le beged. One is permitted to take out tzitzis from one beged and put it in the second beged. Rav omar ein haloche ki Rabbi Shimon begreire. Rabbi Shimon had said that a person is permitted geirer oda mita kisei v'safsol. A person is permitted to schlep a chair, a bench, a bed, even though there's an earthen floor, and even though by pulling these articles, it is possible he'll make a charitz, he'll make a groove in the ground. And that is osur in Shabbos, either als boine or als chayrish. It's matters if he's pulling it in a field, or he's pulling it in a house. And this is an isur d'oraisa to make a groove in the ground. And Rab Shimon said that if a person wants to pull a bed, he doesn't have any intentions to make a groove, and unintentionally he'll make a groove, so that's called adavo she'ene miskaben, that was done without his intentions. So since it was done without his intentions, it is considered ki'ilu he did not do it. What is considered my maise, my pu'ule, if I had an intent to do it and I did it, then it's considered I did it. If it occurred unintentionally, it is not called that I did it. That is the svare of Rab Shimon, even though b'poil he did do it. So Rav did not hold of this shtik toyer. Rav ama ein aloche ke Rab Shimon begreira. No. Since Lamaise, if a groove will come about through his pulling the bench and the bed, he made it, so one is not permitted to pull a bench and then a bed on the earth. Ushmul ama aloche ke Rab Shimon begreira. One is permitted to do it. So we have three different machloikesen. The common denominator of all these three machloikesen is that Rav is machmer and Shmul is make. Ama rabbaya. Kol mili demar, Rabbe, whenever he had a shaila, how to feel zich in halacha by midi de isa, when it's the machlokes of Rav Shmuel, there's a shaila in isurim, ovet kerav. He always did whatever Rav said. He always passed in like Rav. Levad mahani tlas, these three halachas, the ovet kishmuel. Madlikin miner lener, umatirin, mi beged le beged, v'alochi ke Rab Shimon begreire, and what is Rab Shimon? The sanya Rab Shimon oimer, goyre odo mito kisei v'safsol, ubevach lo yiskaven lasa yischaritz. As long as he has no intentions to make a groove in the earth, so he's permitted to do it. Let us see Rashi. Matirin lahatol tzitzis, one is permitted to take out tzitzis from one beged, with the intent, lahatel tzitzis, to put these tzitzis, mitalis yoshon letalis chodesh. He's taking it out of an old talis to put it into a new talis. Nochas meforish time at the man da also. What could be wrong in doing this? Halachi ke Rab Shimon da madovish eni miskaven muter. That Rab Shimon holds a dover that is done without his intent is muter. V'avagam de ka'ovet chitz, even though he made a groove in the ground. V'havi tolda de chayresh ayboine. If he made it in the field, so it's a tolda of meleches chayresh of plowing. Ayboine, or if he made it in the house, it's a tolda of meleches binyan. It's considered he's building. Mishum hilchas kerav beisuri bekulei hashah. Since we pass like Rav in all tziyurim of Issa, kol gan shas bar mehani tlas. That's why the Gemara brings these three halachas, that in these three halachas, even though it's Issa, we pass on like Shmuel. Kol mili dema, Rabba bar Nachmeini, las ischaritz garsine. Let us see Taisus. Rav omar ein matirin mi beged le beged. So what is the reason? So Taisus says, loy mi boy, there's a machloikis, if tzitzis is chayvas mone or chayvas kavre. That means as follows. The one, the man, the omer that holds chayvas mona, chayvas talis, means that if a person possesses a talis, even though he's not wearing the talis, he's mechuyev to see that tzitzis should be on the talis. That means the din of tzitzis is not that when I'm wearing the beged, I have to make sure that there are tzitzis on the beged. By possessing the beged, there's a chiyuv that my beged has to have tzitzis on it. So Tosfos says as follows. Loi mi boi, ichoi vestalasu. So since it's a chiyuv that this talus should have tzitzis, so by taking off the tzitzis, he's being mafkiya the mitzvah. He's being the mafkiya the mitzvah on this talus. He's putting it on a different talus. He has no right to do it. He only has one pair of tzitzis, so leave it where it is. To do a maise, to be mafkiya the mitzvah tzitzis from one talus, because he wants to put on another talus, there's no such din. So loy mi boi chayves talus u da osa. So we zichi can understand why this is osa. El afilu chayves gavre hu. Afilu will say it is chayves gavre. That the whole chiyuv is when I'm wearing the beged. So now, l'chayre, what's wrong? I have no intentions anymore of wearing this beged. It's an old beged. I want to wear the new beged. So what could be wrong with this? So nami yosa. It's also osa. Why? Keda ashkechon b'mezuze, t'nenash oisoi shenot lo b'bob metziye b'soif perik hashoyot. The Gemara in Perek HaShoel tells over an incident that there was a person that lived in a house, and when he moved out of the house, he took the mezuzahs with him. So l'chayre, mezuzah is zikhe af agav the chayves hadori. Mezuzah, there's no mitzvah to have a mezuzah on a house if I'm not living in the house. So l'chayre, so since I'm moving out of the house, l'chayre, it should be mutter to take off the mezuzahs. Af al pikein, the Gemara says that an unglick occurred to the person who took off the mezuzahs from the house, even though it was chayves hador. It means, but since al kaponim, there was a mezuzah on this bayis, even though the reason it was put on was because of my chayv, and now my chayv is nitka, I'm moving out of the house, Afal Pikein, since this bias was Zaychet HaMezuzah, the Mezuzah has to remain there. Even though you're leaving, we have to make sure that the Mezuzah remains. Al Koponim, so we see that even though there's an Inyan of Chayves Hador, there's also an Issa Lohosir, the Mitzvah from the Chefzishal Mitzvah from the Mechayah, from the bias. So the same thing, one is not permitted to take off the tzitzis from the beggar, even though it is chayves gavre. Ushmuel omar matirim. Now, Shmuel holds matirim. So Taisa says, afal gav de Shmuel gufe sova de chayves talusi. It is chayves talus. So if I care, by taking off from this talus, there's a mitzvah should be in this talus, you're taking it off, but you're dying. Afal ochi matirim, kiven shoyseyu letzerich begedach. I have another beged also. Pashtaitzach, I can't satisfy both talis and both begodim, so I'm permitted to take it off and put it on the different baggit. The Ritva says a knaich that even though you hold chayves talis, but there's a bigger chiyuv if you're gonna wear the talis also. That's how the Ritva is mevayr pshat and shmul. So memele, so this talis I don't have intentions to wear. And the other talis, I have intentions to wear, so if I can't, it's kedai that the tzitzis should be on the talit that I will wear, even though both are chayvis talis. The gabi mezuzah shenenash. Ah, you see, by mezuzah there was an einish. Shemeloi hoya bedate lo niach bebayisacha. Their pshat is, he took off the mezuzahs without an intent of putting it on a different bayis. So there, the staka navla. You're taking away the mezuzah from this bayis and finished. But if he intends to put it on a different bias, could be there wouldn't have occurred an einish. Inami mezuzah shani, mezuzah gor ananda resugye, shasuya lahatzel min amazikin. The Shem Shakai Shomer Dalsos Yisrael is on the mezuzah, and it's a shmire from mazikim. So besides the kiyum mitzvah of mezuzah, also the mitzvah you could take it off. But mezuzah has in itself also, it is a shmire from mazikim. When you don't start up with mazikim, you take off the mezuzah, so memeli, you took away the shmire from the mazikim, that's no good. So the einish was not of the bittel ha-mitzvah from the bayis, The einish was because was the einish was if you took away the shmiras, so the mazikim got out of control. So the mail is no kasha and shmu. Af al gaps, and Atesa says the lekula almei matirim shaloi lanich bebeged acher. That's klo. That if according to Shmuel, someone's tamazeh will take off tzitzis from a beged without any intentions to use them on another beged, that's ichirosa. Ein koshe mashenogu lahater tzitzis mitalisei shalmeisim. The minig is that we take off tzitzis mitalisei shalmeisim. The davke betalis shalchai shubal chiyuve ein matirim. Only a talis of a bal chiyuve. So this is be'etzem oimid le'mitzveh, even though I don't have an intent to wear it. So then there's an iser to be meiser the tzitzis from the beged shel mitzveh. But if it's a beged shel meis, that's tamazoy, it's not oimid le'mitzveh, so there's no iser whatsoever.